Welcome back, ghosts, ghouls, and things that go bump in the night. This week, we're going way back in the archives. I'm really excited for this one. I know some people feel very strongly about Edgar Allan Poe. I also know that some of his stories come across as a little cliche these days. To like them, I mean. But you know what? I say like what you like. And this poem has always been my favorite. So this week, I'm sharing it with you all. So, why don't you sit back, relax, and tune in for Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping on my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, tapping on my chamber door. "Only this, and nothing more." Ah, distinctly I remember, it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, vainly I had sought to borrow from my book surcease of sorrow, sorrow for the lost Lenore, from the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore. And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before, so that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating, "'Tis some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door, some late visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. This it is, and nothing more." Presently my soul grew stronger, hesitating then no longer. "Sir," said I, "or madam, truly your forgiveness I implore. But the fact is I was napping, and so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping, tapping at my chamber door, that I scarce was sure I heard you. Here I opened wide the door. Darkness there, and nothing more." Deep into that darkness peering, long I stood there, wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only word there spoken was the whispered word, "Lenore." This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word, "Lenore." Merely this, and nothing more. Back into my chamber turning, all my soul within me burning, soon again I heard a tapping, something louder than before. "Surely," said I, "surely that is something at my window lattice. Let me see then what thereat this and this mystery explore. Let my heart be still a moment and this mystery explore. 'Tis the wind and nothing more." Open here I flung the shutter, then with many a flirt and flutter, in there stepped a stately raven in the saintly days of yore. Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with mien of lord or lady perched above my chamber door, perched upon a bust of Pallas, and just above my chamber door, perched and sat, and nothing more. When the ebony bird beguiling my sad fancy into smiling, by the grave and stern decorum of its countenance it wore. "Though my crest be shorn and shaven, though," I said, "art sure no craven, ghastly grim and ancient raven wandering in from nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on this night's Plutonian shore." Quoth the raven, "Nevermore." Much I marveled this ungainly fowl to hear discourse so plainly, though its answer little meaning, little relevancy bore, for we cannot help agreeing that no living human being ever yet was blessed with seeing bird above his chamber door, bird or beast upon the sculptured bust above his chamber door, with such name as nevermore. But the raven, sitting lonely on that placid bust, spoke only that one word, as if its soul in that one word did he outpour. Nothing further than he uttered, not a feather than he fluttered, till I scarcely more than muttered, other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, and my hopes have flown before. Then the bird said nevermore. Startled at the stillness broken by reply so aptly spoken, doubtless, said I, what it utters is only stock in store, caught from some unhappy master whom unmerciful disaster followed fast and followed faster, till his songs one burden bore, till the dirges of his hope that melancholy burden bore, of never, nevermore. But the raven, still beguiling all my sad soul into smiling, straight I wheeled the cushioned seat in front of bird and bust and door. Then, upon the velvet sinking, I betook myself to linking fancy unto fancy, thinking what this ominous bird of yore, what this grim, ungainly, ghastly, gaunt, and ominous bird of yore meant in croaking nevermore. This I sat engaged in guessing, but no syllable expressing, to the fowl whose fiery eyes now burned into my bosom's core. This and more I sat divining, with my head at ease reclining, on the cushion's velvet lining of that lamplight gloated over, but whose velvet violet lining with the lamplight gloating over, she shall press, ah, nevermore. Then, methought, the air grew denser, perfumed by an unseen censer, rung by seraphim whose footfalls tinkered on the tufted floor. Wretch, I cried, thy God hath lent thee, by these angels he hath sent thee, respite and nepenthe from thy memories of Lenore. Quaff, O quaff this kind nepenthe, and forget this lost Lenore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still, if bird or devil, whether tempter sent, or whatever temptest tossed thee here ashore, desolate, yet all undaunted, on this desert isle enchanted, on this home of horror haunted, tell me truly, I implore, is there balm in Gilead? Tell me, I implore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still, if bird or devil, by that heaven that bends above us, by that God we both adore, tell this soul with sorrow laden if, within the distant alien, that's not how you say that. Tell this soul with sorrow laden if, within the distant Aden, it shall clasp a sainted maiden whom the angels name Lenore. Clasp a rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. Be that our sign of parting, bird or fiend, I shrieked, upstarting, get thee back into the tempest and the night's Plutonian shore. Leave no black plume as a token of that lie thy soul hath spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken. Quit the bust above my door. Take thy beak from out my heart, and take thy form from off my door. Quoth the raven, nevermore. And the raven, never flitting, still is sitting, on the pallid bust of Pallas just above my chamber door. And his eyes have all the seeming of a demon's that is dreaming, and the lamplight o'er him streaming throws his shadow on the floor. And my soul from out that window that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted nevermore. And that, listeners, was Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven. I really hope you all enjoyed that one. I have to admit, it was fun, if a little tongue-twisty, to try and tell you. So please, let me know what you think of these classic stories. Would you like to hear more of Poe? Are you missing H.P. Lovecraft? Do you have a different favorite horror author that you'd like to hear from? No matter what you're feeling, you can find me on socials to tell me all about it, or you can always shoot me an email at hauntedhorrorhistorian@gmail.com. Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for this week. So, until we meet again, stay spooky, and remember, nevermore, it's just a story.